I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
There he was from the heavens. Bow, arrow there in his diaper. Bing! Cupid goes and hits Abby. And America's, one of America's most eligible bachelors. Reels back. Bing! Hits him in the ass also.
Was it the Golden Bachelor? Was it Jerry?
It was not Gary.
Oh, Gary, sorry.
So there they are in the same bar. Abby sees them. The universe bringing them together.
The Golden Bachelor and her.
It's fate.
How do you play it out?
I was really waiting for Gary's 401k to drop, you know? So Cupid might have hit him, but I was not the first person he looked at because I did not find love in that bar with him, at least. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, honestly, if somebody had slipped something into my drink, because when I saw this guy in my hometown bar, because I come from a somewhat small town, I was like, this is so random. I must be either, like, incredibly drunk or somebody has slipped some drugs into my beveragino, because I couldn't believe what I saw when I was at my dad bar. So I joke all the time that Jacksonville, it only has, like, one good bar. In reality, it has, like, two good bars.
Really?
So, yeah, it has, like, two good bars, maybe three. On like a good day.
Are those ones that are all on the strip by the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been there.
So yeah, First Street has like a bunch of bars, but it's kind of very collegey. You got to go down more towards the other side of the beach where there's one good dive bar. And it's the one bar that everybody over the age of 24 goes to on the weekend. So of course, when I was home in Jacksonville visiting my family, I was like, okay, I got to go to this one bar because this is where everybody my age goes. So I'm there with a bunch of my friends from college and we're catching up and, you know, I'm feeling real nostalgic because I have really good memories in this bar. It's one of those classic places that, you know, it's a little smoky. There's, you know, neon signs on the wall. There's pool tables. And then there's an outside deck, too, where you can go out and dance. So we went out there for a little bit. We danced to, you know, some Taylor Swift, a little Fetty Wap throwbacks. And we were having a really good time. And then it gets to the point where I've had about 5 White Claws and I start to, like, lose my social battery. And I'm like, I haven't gotten hit on enough tonight. It's starting to get really crowded. I'm feeling a little claustrophobic. And I'm looking around the bar and I'm kind of realizing, like, it might be time to go home. The bar is called Pete's. I'm like, Pete's has gotten way too crowded. We were like, what is going on? Why are there so many people here? And then we noticed. I looked around the bar. I take my final sip of my 7th White Claw. And I'm shooting up into outer space. And I look across the bar and I'm like, is that who I think it is? And then I go back to my drink and I like slurp the final little bit. I'm like, and now I'm really hammered. And my friend looks at me and she goes, Abby, is that Tyler Cameron from The Bachelorette?
Oh, damn. I know that name.
Yeah. And it like clicked in my head. I was like, I'm not the only person seeing this.
That guy's a stud, right?
Yeah. Obviously not like super drunk or anything. He's actually here. And the only reason I believed it is I've seen him in Jacksonville a couple of times because I think he does business or whatever. But I'm like, I never thought I would actually see him out. I never see anybody famous. I feel like I'm a celeb repellent because every time I go out and about, I never have cool interactions with people. I think the most famous person I've seen out in the wild was Trevor Lawrence on my final day in Jacksonville.
I'm looking at this dude right now. No dude should have this many apps. times.
Right?
Right?
So that's why I thought I was hallucinating. I'm like, he's not real.
Is he as pretty in person?
Prettier.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a pretty guy. So he's over in the corner with like two other dudes. And
you can't trust her judgment, though. She ate white clothes up.
Yeah, I know. True. I was pretty schmemmered.
And there were six of them.
Amazing. There were seven of them. Yeah, I was not on planet Earth. Anyway, so I see him across the bar with his two guy friends. And I'm kind of standing there thinking, I've always wondered what I would do in this moment. Would I be the kind of girl that goes up to the quote unquote hottest guy in the bar, the celeb, the big shot in the bar, and shoot my shot and get shot down in front of everybody? Or am I going to cower in the back? I decided to meet somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
Because I'm watching this guy across the bar, because now I'm committed to staying here at least another hour because something interesting is going to happen. I'm like, I need content for the next week. So I'm watching him across the bar, and I just see it's this like revolving door of girls going up and shooting their shot and having little conversations with him.
And how annoying for him. Just hot girl after hot girl, right? Coming up shooting their shot.
I mean, it's literally the show watching, playing out in real life.
It really is. And they're like, will you accept this White Claw? And he's like, hell no, you're a seven in Jacksonville. I'm in that boat. And so I'm watching this go down and I'm like, I'll be honest, I'm taking a little bit of a break from slaying. I'm in my slump era. And so I wasn't quite feeling myself. And I was like, I don't want to go up and be the Jacksonville 7 that shoots her shot and just looks like everybody else in this bar again. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just another faceless blonde in this bar.
Even after 7 White Claws, you still had some pride left.
Listen, I am the most...
That is the most impressive part of it all, by far.
I mean, wow.
I'm the most humble drunk. Like, when we were in D.C., God, I wanted to talk about this, but it wasn't really a story. I was flirting with some guy. I was smacked. I was so hammered off of like cheap white wine from Madam's Organ. And I'm talking to this guy and I'm looking at him. He's like dressed like a train conductor. And I was like, why are you talking to me? Like, I'm an 8 and you're dressed like a train conductor.
Oh, God.
Ouch. I woke up the next morning. I'm like, who do I think I am? Like, I think I'm like egotistical, but also humble. I don't get it.
That hurts a guy badly because, no offense, you look approachable. You're pretty, but you're approachable.
I agree. I'm an 8.
So when those words come out of your mouth, it will take that guy 2 years to approach anybody ever again.
No, because he looked at me. He humbled me so hard. He goes, I know. And I'm like, I was like, you could have said I was a 10, even though I know and then I'm not. Anyway, back to Tyler Cameron in my hometown bar. I'm watching him get approached by all these women. And I start to realize about 90 degrees to his right is a group of men that normally would have been the hottest guys in my hometown bar. Uh-huh. And they're not getting any action because all the women are going up to Tyler Cameron. I realize I'm not going home with this guy. Like, he has had sex with models. You know what I mean? Like, it's not happening to the approachable age.
Oh, yeah. He dated Gigi Hadid, right?
Yes.
He did?
I cannot beat Gigi Hadid.
Yeah, I'm not helping Abby's case right now. Look at both of y'all. Oh, yeah. You're right.
Screw y'all. Anyway. So I'm thinking on any normal night, I would normally go up to those guys and hope that they would want to hang out with me. So I'm like, I'm just going to pretend that America's sweetheart Tyler Cameron is not in this bar, and I'm going to shoot my shot with the Jacksonville Sevens over there and hope that
that's a good strategy.
It's like game accepts game. So I go up, have a couple Beveraginos with them, didn't look at Tyler Cameron for the rest of the night because I was getting attention from other men.
Yep.
Shout out to the Jacksonville Sevens out there, making me feel good about myself.
And you think that really bummed out Tyler, probably.
I just know that he's going to see this segment and be like, wow, I really missed out here.
He was so devastated, he had to reach out to his ex, Gigi Hadid, to sue this
right woman. Yeah, what does Gigi have that you don't have?
Money. In a symmetrical face. Rock and bod, I can go on.
I was hoping that was a rhetorical question.
It never is.
There's like an old cliche when it comes to dating that make the big shot in the bar feel small and make the small guy feel big and you'll never go home alone.
But no, I like a challenge sometimes. I was happy to go to the second tier because normally they would have been first tier guys. Mm-hmm. So I was happy to make that because they were feeling small.
Yep.
And they never feel small in that bar because they're big shots in Jacksonville. It's the one bar you go to. So while they were feeling down, it came up to a swoop in. And
did you get a number?
Hell yeah, I did.
You did? Okay.
All right, so it worked.
Am I ever going to contact them? No. But right. It's kind of like hanging a trophy on your shelf. It's nice to look at.
The Burt Show.